So what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with three of my closest friends here. It's going to be a very interesting reunion here. We all haven't been together in years. Let's, I guess, start this thing. How's everyone? Let's start this together. See, thank you guys for coming to the studio, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
When's the last time you actually seen each other?
Like, well, me and Chris, my cousin, linked up probably for the first time, and I want to say like 6-7 years sometime this year. And Chris and Carlos, I haven't seen them in a good 6-7 years, so it's good to see you guys. For real, it's an honor to see you guys doing good, healthy. Yeah. You know, you guys always been in my mind, even though the past.
Oh yeah,
I've been hanging out with them for years now, so it's nothing. It's been continuously just got to know each other more and just hang out more and start filming now and doing things on YouTube now. So it's pretty crazy the years has been going by.
Yeah, I think we all met each other in like high school. Was it high school, right?
It was like beginning of high school.
Was it high school for you, Nick?
So this is how I met Chris.
I don't even know how I met you.
The people at home.
I think you pulled up.
Yeah.
Well, the people at home are watching. They don't know exactly how we all got together and how this
all
came together.
So y'all used to live in the same neighborhood.
So we're going to go back to about, I guess, 2008, 2007. What year is that?
Probably, I would say around...
Just 20 years. Because I graduated in 10, and I knew that way before.
Well, I met you in 2008. 2009. When I first got my truck. I met you. Yeah. But when did you guys meet? Though?
So Chris moved in my parents' neighborhood, and you know, I was always trying to hang out with people. So I saw someone like, all right, cool, someone my age moved in the neighborhood. I went and knocked on the door. I said, hey, you want to hang out? And he's like, yeah, I'm moving a mattress or a table or something in an hour. So I came back over. And we started playing Guitar Hero, and then that was it. We just played Guitar Hero, and then we started chilling.
Is that really what it was?
That's what happened. Oh, yeah,
wow. That lived down in the cul-de-sac.
That sounds about right. I got a Guitar Hero. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I asked if you skated. I was like, "You skate?" You're like, "Yeah." I was like, "All right, you want to skate later?" And then we just ended up playing Guitar Hero.
Okay. I was never good at skating.
Right? Was that when he moved across the street, or because he lived in the neighborhood
before that?
Yeah, that was in the cul-de-sac.
That was like in the cul-de-sac in the back then. Yeah.
Before you relocated.
Yeah, like right when I moved in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was that. Yeah.
And then he introduced me to Carlos.
I lived there for quite some time at one point. Felt like I was there every day.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, you'd be there for days at a time, weeks sometimes.
Yeah. Too.
What's the first house you remember, Carlos? That
Sedgwick.
I lived in? Sedgwick? Okay.
Yeah.
Was that before? I lived in Sedgwick, then the apartment, I think. Because I lived in an apartment for a short amount of time.
The apartment came after Sedgwick.
And that was like right by Conway?
Yeah. Because we used to walk. That was across the street from the, what was that name? What was the name of that place?
What?
The apartment.
I don't remember. It was.
Anyway.
The brain fart.
Yeah,
right?
It's like on the tip of my tongue now.
Bocage.
Apartments. I don't even think that's a thing anymore.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Okay.
But no.
Bocage apartments. Yeah.
Good times.
So ever since there, that's just been how you guys met. Then I met you from Nairn because I pulled up with my Tacoma when I first got it.
Yeah.
And I went to show Nairn, and I went to go, and then you came out of nowhere. I was like, "Who's this guy?"
Yeah.
And
he's
like, "This is a nice truck."
Yeah.
And then
we were like jumping in his shit.
Let's check it out. Yeah, we were there scoping, looking at
the
back
seats
and
stuff.
It was a nice truck, though. Yeah, it was an
03
Tacoma.
Shenanigans with that truck.
Chris probably like, who are these people getting in my truck?
Yeah, pretty much. And then from there on, I met Carlos, and then...
I met you.
Okay.
I think this was the same night. Never mind, remember. But I met you, and then like a bunch of people came to the neighborhood.
It was like a bunch of people. Alex and all them?
We started like walking around.
Was that like Halloween time?
Yeah, it was Halloween.
That's the Halloween I'm talking about.
And we walked over to like Adam. That's what I'm Adam
talking about. And Aaron and all them were there.
We walked to like Adam's house, and there was that Jeep Cherokee sitting on the side of the road, and Chris wanted to do some nonsense. So anyway.
But I didn't throw a pumpkin though.
I threw the pumpkin and it hit back Aaron's truck and he freaked out.
Didn't he like run it over the
truck? My truck.
Yeah.
And it didn't even dent the truck.
No.
But what happened? Like he like somehow like ran it over, didn't he?
No, I think he was trying to throw the pumpkin at a car or something.
And like we threw the pumpkin out of the back of the bed.
But it bounced back. It hit his running board.
It bounced off a car.
The car was right here and we were on the truck. It was like within 2 feet.
So we did throw it at the car.
I didn't throw it at the car.
I didn't throw it at the car.
Somebody threw it at the car, bounced back, and hit his truck.
The way you just looked at me, you thought I was getting interrogated. You're like,
who threw the bucket? I honestly don't remember.
You were like, you threw it?
I might have threw it. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. That was some hoodlum stuff back then.
There was a lot of hoodlum stuff.
Yeah.
That was like 2000. You said 2008, 2009?
Circa 2009. Yeah.
Just for the record, this is years ago before we got older and more mature. We don't throw pumpkins no more.
No,
we
eat
them. We used to shoot them.
There was the mailbox in the Tacoma. I remember that one.
Remember the Tannerite in the pumpkin we did?
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was on.
Was it the mailbox? That was a trash can.
Off-road area, so nobody got hurt.
Me and Chris Nichols were skipping school one day, and we had a bottle of Smirnoff Apple. And drinking a Smirnoff. We're like, hey, we got to put it in the middle of the living room so we remember to throw it away. Before his mom comes home.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got so we end up throwing it in the retention pond, but his mom came home and was passed out and he's trying to wake me up and Chris runs back to the couch pretending to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, mom came home early for something. Came home early to grab some papers. She was buying me
Jeep.
My car, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, you're not getting this car no more.
Yeah, she's mad as a...
Oh, I don't think she knew we were hammered though. So just knew we skipped school.
I think I heard the garage door open. I think this was when we yeeted that thing.
I feel
like your mom always knew.
Oh, she probably did.
Yeah. Your dad knew.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
Oh, yeah, he knew.
He just sit there and smile.
Yeah, he knew it was up.
Well, speaking of your dad, remember the, what's it called? The Ford F? Ford got stuck into the lake and you had to go... Who got that stuck in the lake? Did you drive that in the lake?
Oh, yeah. So me and Chris Nichols took his dad's truck, and we were hauling butt around this retention pond at the RIP to Goldenrod Mudhole.
Yeah.
And we were just going as fast as we can around this retention pond, and he got a little close to the edge, and like the edge, like the sand was soft, and it pulled him into the side, and he ended up inside the lake. And then Sam was with us that day, yeah. And Sam was doing cannonballs off the top of the hood.
Yeah.
And I opened up the passenger door, and all of a sudden, water came rushing inside the truck.
This is the photo. Remember that photo back
damn
in the day?
Damn near sunk today. Oh,
sunk it. Yeah.
So you had to call your dad and Aaron, right? And he had to pull he had to winch it out.
My dad
right?
just got done washing the Jeep.
The Jeep. Yeah.
And he's like, "All right, I'm coming." And then we used the winch and I think another truck to pull it out.
It was Aaron's.
Aaron's truck.
And it was sideways.
Oh, yeah.
We put his truck sideways in order to, because the Jeep was straight on to the F-150 in the lake. And then there was another truck that was turned the opposite way, sideways, because the Jeep was just, the winch was pulling the Jeep into the lake because it wasn't budging the truck.
This is the Jeep.
Yeah.
That's the Jeep there for everybody.
Yeah.
It would just pull the Jeep into the lake. So then we had to connect another truck to the Jeep. And even then, I think we struggled to get it out.
Yeah.
It wouldn't come out. It was not coming. It was like it was like a suction in there.
It was like it was an all day event.
I think the wheels were coming up or something like that.
I don't even know how we got it out.
You got your power steering fluid busted. So turning the thing was a pain. Yeah, I remember that.
How to drive it like mad far.
Yeah, I remember you guys didn't get it out till like the nightfall.
No, it was evening time.
Yeah, like it started getting dark though. Like
your neighbor was there. Oh, what's over there? Your neighbor, remember him?
Which one?
Oh yeah, the guy that used to barbecue in the front lawn all the time on the driveway.
Ron. Yeah. Ron
was that his name?
His name. Yeah. Yeah.
We just talked about him.
Yeah. I forgot about that guy. Holy cow.
Oh man.
How you gonna pull that big ass boat with that big ass little ass Jeep?
Delegating. Don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Drives like a 200-pound car.
Yeah. Talking out of his ass, dude.
This man was grilling in the middle of the driveway with those little like, what's a pop-up things?
Yeah, like a pop-up station? Charcoal grill.
This man put two T-bone steaks onto that and grill in the middle of the driveway while people
whatever it takes,
buying cars, man.
Yeah, whatever it
he
takes.
He had some very interesting neighbors you guys had.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did. In that neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gina, too.
Speaking of her, she popped up in the neighborhood yesterday.
Did she?
Just talking, yeah. Yeah, she just came by.
So Gina was an
she
HOA.
She
was an HOA
there.
President, right? Was she there?
Yeah, she was. Yep.
Yeah, and she like hated everybody.
So she always had a squad. She always have a squad to go by, and then you know Chris's dad comes outside, and Aaron's dad's outside. And they just would always look at them and make fun of them and whatnot. But it's just not really make fun of them; just observe
Gina.
What they're doing.
Yeah,
it was called Gina.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
what's her name? Gina.
Your dad would be like, "Who goes, man, Gina?"
Oh my god, that lady, dude.
Well, man, we could go for hours on stories we have with each other. Geez. It's pretty funny though.
Yeah. Another thing we did back in the day was, we were in like 9th, 10th, 11th grade with AK-47s, AR-15s, 50 cal pistols.
Not hoodlums. Oh, we just like guns a little bit.
Not hoodlums.
God, it sounds like good we're times. Freaking hoodlums.
Yeah, this is Nairn's back in the day photo.
That's Chris's.
Is that a 50 cal on your hip right there?
That's his 50 cal, yeah, his AK.
So that's a 50 caliber handgun.
I didn't even notice that.
I still have that monster sign.
Do you really?
I think gave it to me. Yeah, I still have it. And then, did you give that to me? I don't know. And
we then, stole about 10 of those from a gas station. Like,
that's probably in the 40 ounce. Yeah, you got that from what, Tennessee?
I don't know where I got it. I was like, a 40.
Some random old English 40 is holding your hand.
Because they're like illegal or something here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I think they don't sell them here or something of the nature. What other stories you guys have from the mud hole in Goldenrod? Because, I mean, obviously that's where we started our dirt bike adventures and mudding and everything of that nature.
Y'all practicing wheelies. That was a fun time.
Yeah, I broke my wrist. Broke my wrist doing that.
That was the highlight of that one.
I forgot that you broke your wrist.
What happened was, just tell everybody at home, was we were practicing a wheelie standing up. So whenever you do stand up and the bike, it starts getting like really, really, I guess, reacts really fast whenever you do it, especially my two-stroke. Two-stroke has a lot of pop.
Yeah.
So we were just doing stand-up wheelies, remember? And then I just...
We were doing stand-up wheelies or sit-down wheelies?
No, stand-up wheelies, I remember. So we were doing the stand-up wheelies, and obviously I don't have the best enough bike control. And then I just washed out the rear end, and I fell and just broke my wrist.
It just hit your wrist weird.
Yeah. Damn. Well, I knew it felt weird.
I just remember, like, you were, like, so calm about it, too.
It didn't feel like it was broken.
Yeah, you're just, like, walking around, like, yep, my wrist.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it didn't fracture. I mean, I fractured it. It didn't break. But I mean, it is what it is. That was one of many injuries I have from the dirt bikes.
Did you get hurt
off your four wheeler? Or was that Sam that got hurt when you guys backed up, when you went back? Remember that?
I don't think that was Aaron. Aaron busted his face up in the four wheeler. He just kept.
Tell them about that
story. Big Arctic Cat I had. I think there's a picture in there. I had like an Arctic Cat on like 28 inch mud tires.
Yeah, the green one.
Yeah, the green one. And he was just going back and forth fast and hit like a water puddle. And all of a sudden, Aaron is doing like
I think I remember
in the sky and then he just falls.
Only thing I saw was that the four wheeler was
just flying.
The grass is all sideways and he looked like he got in a bar fight.
I think I remember that. I remember that.
And his face was busted up.
We were just sitting there watching him go back and forth, and he just kept turning it.
I didn't think it was the green one. I thought, didn't you have like a red one before that?
I had a Honda, yeah, a little Honda.
No, it was that green one.
Yeah,
right
it
there.
Was that green one right there.
Yeah.
That green one.
Because he was like fishtailing the ass end of it, right? Like back and forth.
I think he hit a big puddle. And it just hydroplaned.
It hydroplaned.
Yeah, it just hydroplaned. He was going too fast for that.
He was whipping. Yeah, I remember. Because people would just zoom back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth.
Zooming.
I went through my dirt bike and I flew through it fine, but with the four wheeler, it's not going to work.
Yeah. I think I remember. I think I was there that day.
I remember I got my dirt bike stuck so bad in the mud that the Jeep, no truck could pull it out.
That was the 125. That was the 125.
Yeah, 125. We had to dig it out, and then the winch couldn't. I broke the winch on that.
Yeah.
That was gnarly.
That was crazy. I remember you saying, oh, I thought it was going to, like, you know, ricochet, but it just fell.
Did I drive it into the puddle?
No, I did.
Yeah, I was following you on yours, and I hit the rut, and I stalled out because I fell, and it got stuck.
I remember that.
You got out.
Remember when those three Spanish guys pulled up with the rope, and they tried to pull it, and they fell back?
Yeah.
Oh, on the four-wheeler?
Oh, my God.
They're all three of them.
Yeah, I remember that. Dude, it was all three of them on the ATV. They were hauling butt. They went, and all of a sudden, you see them just... flip backwards, all of them are gone.
Sign synchronized, and all three just fall back.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just remember they would go, and they'd hit like a little bump, and they'd all kind of come up and go back down onto the four-wheeler. Like, that was so unsafe. Not one person had a helmet on. That was just...
I don't think we did either.
One gnarliest time was when you got stuck of the Jeep, and then he tries to come, he gets stuck with the Jeep. And then you get to call like four other guys to come pull you out.
Oh, yeah. Then they get stuck after they got us out. Too. But at least we got out.
You remember that, Chris? I think we dipped.
Yeah.
You guys
I think we dipped.
That's when my bumper broke.
Those big trucks are getting stuck. Those big diesel trucks are getting stuck.
You remember that? The bumper broke? Yeah, he broke the bumper. He took the snatch rope and tied it to the bumper?
Yeah, to the edge of
There's
it.
There's a freaking cleat. He goes to the edge of the bumper like an idiot.
He pulls it and the bumper just comes off, dude.
Yeah.
The guy puts it on the edge because he's all drunk. Oh, I'll put a cigarette in my mouth. I'll put it right here more.
Yeah.
And it broke the bumper, and then
ended up sawing the other half off. And
saw the other half off. Made a custom front end. I have a picture of it still.
It looked good though.
Yeah.
It looked kind of like factory. It didn't look like too bad.
Let me see if I have a picture of it. I had a picture of the front of it, but those trucks were couple trucks were trying to pull
it
out.
Yeah, they were big dogs.
You didn't get out till like at night.
Late. It was nighttime, bro. We're getting eaten up by mosquitoes. We're dirty.
Yeah.
I wish that was
the best picture I've had.
Instagram and Facebook was a thing back then.
So like back so before, yeah. So there's like a side hook there you hooked it to and it broke.
But that's not even where you got stuck at.
No, that's not where you got stuck.
I was out of there.
It was on the other side of the mud hole, on the deeper end where
you could, in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle pretty much. Yeah. And then you broke your four-wheel drive. Did you break your four-wheel drive? Who broke the four-wheel drive? Someone broke the four-wheel drive.
I remember somebody breaking it.
No, I never broke it.
No, it was either you broke it, you couldn't disengage it because you said turn it off, and then you said kept on.
Maybe
the
somebody
time.
Else's truck there.
I don't know, but it was maybe. Somebody.
Oh,
broke.
That was somebody that rented the Jeep. I remember now. Somebody took a rental in there.
It was silver.
I think it was silver. No, bro, somebody took a rental in there and broke it.
You remember
the axle
there was,
broke off?
There was a bro. There was a couple. There was one guy that rented it like a U-Haul truck. It was just doing donuts in there.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
There was another guy that had like a green like Dodge Charger or something.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And he was just doing donuts.
That was a Mustang. Somebody came with a Mustang, yeah.
And he just smoking the, smoking the tires, but he was just in the dirt.
Peeling dirt, yeah.
Remember that front wheel drive car? You went in reverse and just burnt out. He did donuts.
Dude, that place, man.
I mean, that big white hill.
Stuff so many there. Memories there, man.
The couch surfing.
Oh, this spot. You remember we had that big pile of debris? And then we had gasoline, and we lit the pile of debris, and Christy go, "Watch this! You light the pile, and it boils up in your face." You remember that?
Yeah, I think so. I think it burned all the hairs off my arm and
boom,
shit.
Boom! I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
No, you remember the time? Remember the time
you
that
your drop on?
Yeah, hold on. I want to tell you the story. Give me the time when he took your RC fuel. He went. Did he went to light something? Or he got it on his arm.
Oh no!
Oh, he used to do that. Yeah, he used to do that.
He got it on his arm and he was like this, and it wouldn't.
He used
wouldn't
to do that
out.
For fun. He used to
you
do
remember
that for fun,
that?
Bro. Remember that, Carlos?
He lit his arm.
You would just by Chris's house, just put the fuel on your hand.
Yeah,
and
this
light
RC
it.
Fuel is very potent. It doesn't. It's like jet fuel. So when you light
it, doesn't burn.
It doesn't burn.
Then you put it in a lawnmower one time, I think.
That poor lawnmower.
Dude,
it was smoking.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, that was so bad. I blew the seals on it. Like
nitro.
Dude, it was smoking out of like the block of the engine, like off the seals and stuff. Like
yeah, smoked good though.
There was a one time, I don't know if it was at Goldenrod, it might have been at the SeaWorld mud hole, but there was a fire. I think it would have been at Goldenrod. It was a fire and somebody, I don't know who it was Cody or somebody. They backed them to the fire all the way and then drove off.
That was you.
That was not me. No, it was not me.
One time you were leaving and I said,
that was not me, Cody or something. That was not me.
I remember one time you did it with your Toyota. Like you were mad or something, you backed up and you just hauled put. I was like, you ran over the whole fire. That was after you blew up the pile.
That was?
Yeah,
that
was
okay.
That day. That
I can see him. I think
up.
I remember him doing that.
Yeah,
like
he did
backing
it. He
into
did
the
it.
Whole
he
fire.
I don't know, but
I'm
not
going
to get that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. I think you did it. He says that you were mad, but I thought you thought it was funny.
Maybe that. Maybe another time, but I remember
Chris
seeing
never
you
do
it,
that
though.
Now.
That was funny.
We saw some gnarly trucks over there, like that were mudding and that would just pop up out of nowhere into a donut and just leave.
This is kind of relevant to our story, but one time Chris and I were in the Chick-fil-A line. Chris was in front of me and he had his Toyota.
I remember the story.
And I got my food and he was like stopped at the stop sign for too long or something. So then I just started pushing him with my Jeep. I got really close and so it wouldn't slam it. It was shot and then I just started pushing him and he puts it in reverse and just burns the tires in reverse.
Because I had a two-wheel drive.
Burns the tires in reverse, bro. He's like,
these people are probably like, what is going on?
He puts that bitch in reverse and just smokes it. He just hammers the gas, bro.
God, I love it. Is this in the drive-thru?
In the drive-thru. Yeah. Like, okay, so you know, like, Orange and Michigan, the Chick-fil-A there?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's, like, after you get through the window, there's that stop sign? Like, so you turn, like, right or left? The bank's right there?
Yep.
So, like, I'm pretty sure, like, he was at that stop sign, like, probably too long or something. I don't know. I just felt like fucking with him, probably. But, and I just nudged him. And then I barely did it. And he just reversed. And just smoke starts coming out of the tires, bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's like, fuck with me, dude. Oh, man.
that sounds like Chris. Yeah, that sounds
like it, bro. But the one time I got out, I was like...
Y'all would do that all the time in the middle of the
intersection. Curry Ford and not Curry Ford. What was that? 436 and like Colonial. I remember we were turning left, and somebody had just beeped his horn because like the light just turned green, and Chris was pretty much in the middle of the intersection, stopped, opened his door, and like turned around and looked at him like all the way out of the door.
Yeah, dude, we were reckless with the vehicles.
Yeah,
they survived. They survived.
Who are you honking at right now?
Yeah. Oh, my Carlos with your Cosmobile, the Crown Victoria.
Oh no, was it a sliding was it through Conway?
Was it a Crown? Was it a Mercury?
No, it was a Merc. Yeah, it was a Grand Marquis.
What motor was in that one?
It was a 4.6. Nothing.
It was a V8 though, right?
Yeah, it was a V8. Yeah, nothing.
We straight
special.
Piped it though, remember?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Everyone thought I had underglow because the headers would just glow.
Remember at my old house? at the old house, we had the little jump up.
Talk about the train tracks.
And you get a green light, and whenever you haul ass, you can get some air.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Carlos train just tracks hammers in. It. You just see all
the. Oh, I got
tires.
A story for that
no
too.
No way.
Yeah, we have a track. Lot of stories.
Oh, you got a story?
I got a story for that. But let's talk about your story real quick. The Crown Vic and the train track. I think all three of us are all.
Yeah, we're all there.
We're all there.
Yeah. You were in the car?
Maybe.
He was with me. He was in my truck. And
No. Everybody was in Carlos's Crown.
No,
Vic.
I saw that. I was witnessing.
It's probably another time. We probably did it so many times.
Chris was behind us because we had I think we had like eight people with us.
Yeah.
So two people had the ride with Chris, and then like five was in my car, and I'm trying to remember who was in my car.
I don't know. I was in the front seat.
You were in the front seat. I'm trying to think of who was in the back.
Anyway, so we were going. Just tell that.
So this is this bump right next to the train tracks.
Brother, it's not a bump.
No, it's a whole ass drop off.
Whole ass drop off.
It's kind of like a step up, but then it just flattens out.
The thing is, it goes up, and then it's just like the right after it just drops.
Like GTA style.
It really is, and and I remember I got up to like 60 and then hit it. And as soon as we hit it, like we realized the light was red, because the light is literally like here comes down, and the light's right here. So like as soon as you get off the, as soon as you land, the light's right there, and it was red. I had to slam on the brakes, and we just skidded all the way down. But this man, his head hit his head so hard on the.
Oh my god!
Like I thought he put a dent in
his head on the thing. Yeah, dude, I remember somebody hitting their head. Yeah,
but I remember Chris telling me that there was sparks shooting out from behind the car.
Yeah, it went up and.
I think that was the day that the shocks finally went.
Yeah,
like
believe it.
We got airborne there for a minute.
Like you
we
did.
Oh yeah, it. We essentially jumped it with a Grand Marquis.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh my gosh, no seatbelt.
No seatbelt. No seatbelt. Like. The brakes barely worked, so I don't know how we stopped all the way to the up to the light. Like
that's probably why I hit my head, because you're like, Tum. Yeah.
I honestly thought we were gonna flip because like we were kind of like leaning down.
So I got another story that's similar to that.
Well, yeah. I want to talk about the I got stories about that too, but it's funny about
that car has a lot of stories.
Yeah. Damn, I just brain farted. So go ahead and tell what story we're talking about.
So I don't know why, but looking back at it, I mean, I rode with everybody when I was younger, but I always seemed to be with Chris, and we were always in his truck going somewhere. So it was just me and him, and we were going like downtown Orlando. And if you go down Orange Avenue toward downtown Orlando, there's one spot in the road where it gets like it goes like really it's like goes down like really steep.
For a second. You're talking about Orlando like, Health where it goes.
Yeah,
where it
dips there's a hole almost.
Uh-huh. It's a dip. Yeah.
And bro was doing like I'm not even exaggerating. He was doing at least 70. And like we just hit this hole, bro. And
hypothetically,
we were going so fast.
I wasn't
bro.
That fast.
We were like, I swear, we like I jumped speed. That shit, dude. That thing was like a rally truck. It's like we jumped it.
Well, the thing with that truck with it's got a TRD package, so.
That's how you justify it.
It's got those dang Baja shocks. Every jump and every bump you hit, it just bounces. You can feel every.
That's called your shocks being blown, dog. It doesn't have a TRD package.
No man, we could have jumped that thing easily. Oh my god, those things are indestructible, man.
Dude, I just remember. I don't know why, but I just remember looking over. Me and Chris are both like.
Well, like, do you remember the story behind that? It was like a Dodge, an old Dodge. He was trying to keep up with me.
Oh, is that what it was?
And I was like, I was flooring, and we all hit their heads and our heads. All four of us went.
I don't remember that.
When I looked over, I saw their heads bouncing.
Oh my god, dude, good times.
Behind every speeding story, there's always somebody chasing us.
Yeah. Well, when we got to the stoplight, he's like, man, that truck's pretty fast. And we all just laughed, and it was a good time.
I got another one. Do you have one? Good, do you have?
I forgot the one. No, was.
There's another one. I think I don't remember who was with me. I think it was you and Aaron, but it was me, you. I think it was you, Daniel for sure. And then I think either Daniel's girlfriend or one of my ex girlfriends. Anyway, we were coming back from an RC track. And we were like, it was like way out somewhere. I think by like Biflo.
The Biflo track. Biflo, I mean, you talking about the Biflo track that goes like a circle.
It had to have been Biflo.
Yeah,
I think it might have been one. You, Chris. I don't know, but
I don't think I was there for that.
We were coming back home, and it was like nighttime, and I was in my mom's BMW, and like, I was like, wanting to like, I'm like hauling ass, and this one person, like this person, in this S10, like an old S10, was trying to like just. Show out, I guess, and ended up flying past me and losing control.
Oh, yeah.
Goes over a median.
Oh, yeah.
Goes over two more lanes of traffic, hits a telephone pole, mm-hmm. breaks the telephone pole, and the car stands up on the
grill.
Did
you take a picture of it back then? You didn't get a picture?
I don't think I was there for that one, but you told me that story. I remember that story.
It was wild. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that. Imagine somebody just flying past you, losing control, flying over like 10 lanes of traffic, hitting a telephone pole, and the car was up on its grill like this, and then came back down. Craziest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Whoa.
I was like, holy shit. I was like dumbfounded. I was like, that's insane.
I've never seen something like that before.
Yeah, and then we like pulled over because we wanted to make sure the person's okay. And the person is in the passenger seat floorboard. Like, just flew into the floorboard. Mm. I didn't even want to look. Because I thought...
Yeah, I would have dipped out of there.
Yeah.
Not even that I wanted to dip out. I just didn't want to see some like mangled mess and like be like just... ingrained in my brain for the rest of my life, but it was pretty gnarly. So
you could watch Dexter for that.
Yeah,
on Netflix.
Oh, Dexter.
Dexter on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I've already experienced my own mangled mess. So
yeah.
Carlos went through it. Literally went through it.
Went through our messes with getting injured.
Yeah, Carlos, you tell him about your motorcycle.
Oh, before you told him about that story.
Yeah, we've told him that story so many times.
Yeah.
All right.
No problem.
All right.
You're my shot. That was good times. I know there's plenty of others to talk about that are, I guess, not suitable to talk about, but...
yeah.
But I don't know, anything other topics you want to talk about or any stories from Goldenrod that you come up that you can think of or...
Shit.
I wish that place was still there.
Remember when they started burning cars back there is when things started going downhill.
We all stopped.
I don't know who started that. Doing
and
that,
there was like a crystal meth kind of bust out there too.
Yeah.
Oh, there was? I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, remember the sheriff was there one time? We pulled up and the sheriff's like, y'all can't be here today because there was some kind of like meth.
No, they started putting the cops out there on a regular.
There was like an outhouse. Not an outhouse. It was like a little makeshift house out there. Uh-huh. They're cooking like meth.
Oh,
in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's probably what caught fire then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The meth.
There was also a dead body out there too.
I heard about that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because me and Chris would ride by. I don't know if it was a dead body or what it was. It was in a trash bag and it stunk like badly.
Yeah, good things don't last, but man, that place was fun.
Yeah, it was good. I think it only lasted like maybe for two summers.
2 years about
2009, 2010, and then that was it. Then
we were there every day.
Then we discovered Davenport.
Yeah, we went to Davenport for I don't know, like maybe a year or so.
No, it was like 5 or 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a story about Davenport I want to talk to Chris about, because usually every Christmas we go out to Davenport and rode, because it was on my memories on Facebook. We had a picture of my bike and his bike, and we were about to go out and ride on. It's like 2013. Remember that, those days going to Davenport and riding on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Holidays. Yeah. That big facility they had. Not facility, just big ass open land they had there.
Freaking Polaris you had flipping that thing.
That was at SeaWorld.
That was SeaWorld?
What are you talking about? That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about the just going out Christmas time, going to Davenport.
But Davenport, I'm trying to remember Davenport.
That's the one with the big hill.
Oh yeah.
We used to go riding dirt bikes there.
The
side by side, that was at SeaWorld.
Oh okay.
The SeaWorld model, remember that?
Yeah, you flipped it. First day.
While I was wearing my seatbelt, you flew right past me. You're like, my head hurts. I'm like, yeah, you hit your head in the cage, dude.
Do you still have your dirt bike?
No.
No, you sold the 2012, the white one?
I sold everything I have. Oh, long time ago.
Yeah, you sold them all.
Yeah.
I have no toys except for the boat. That's all I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he had a Mustang, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a motorcycle, too, like a chopper.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, just sold out recently though.
Yeah,
probably a couple months.
Yeah, I got out of the bike. It's too crazy right now.
Well, do you have any like future?
It's too crazy. Period. Really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I just like to your point. Like just go, like, I think you said something about just going fishing and chilling.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. I just fish, chill. It's safer and like it's like I'm not too fond of like all the people riding on the sidewalks and just like swerving in and out of cars. It's just like looking.
It's
for
very
trouble.
Dangerous because there's a lot of cars that just pull out and they don't see, especially bikes, because bikes are really. Some people just make them really dark, but some people I don't know. Just they don't see bikes and they just cut out in front of them. Like so, how about the cars? And they just cut out in front of somebody. And
yeah, well, that's what happened to me when I got hit too.
Yeah,
that car just broad daylight just pulled out in front of me.
Yeah, unless you're a loud ass bike like a Harley, they could hear you. That's the only way they could really prevent from getting hit.
Even then.
Yeah, my bike was loud. I had an M4 exhaust on that thing.
Yeah,
you could hear that thing from a mile away.
Yeah, anything. I'd rather be off-road doing recreational use of things than
worst thing dirt can happen
bikes.
There is a tree come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
The next tour I plan, I want to get that electric dirt bike.
Yeah.
I know y'all hate them, but it's just so fun.
Did you see the electric dirt bike that he was talking about?
Yeah, he sends me a bike.
I send you guys videos, so I'm trying to get you into it. So if you
one. They're cool and they're quick and everything, but just I would just get a 50, bro. Like I would just get, or probably not 50, but like a 110.
It's just the noise though, because there's this track that
I know, because you want to be like.
Well, you could take it on an electric, like a bike track, like the off-road bikes.
Yeah.
You could take those there because it's technically, electric bike. And you could tear it up over there. It's fun.
Yeah.
You can't get in trouble.
The way I look at it without going too far into it is, like, my whole life, if I'm being honest with you, I've bought in liabilities my whole life. And basically. And so now, moving forward, I want to buy assets. I don't want to buy liabilities.
Yeah. Anymore.
And I've just.
Especially if you get hurt.
Well, not just that, but like everything I've ever bought, and like obviously you guys know, like you got to tell these people, but I've bought in just like nonsense my whole life, like different cars, different toys, and like I've just lost so much money on all of it. And it's like moving forward, I'm just going to buy stuff that makes me money. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. I probably won't get a dirt bike. I probably won't get another one. You know what I mean? Like I have a hard time even buying stuff from my boat, and it's just like a fish finder. You know what I mean? Because I'd rather invest the money and make money, but that's a whole other thing.
Well, not only that, also if you get a dirt bike, you run the risk of, okay, you're going to go ride, and then you go ride and you get hurt, then you can't pay rent, you can't pay your bills.
Yeah.
And it's just a big liability of, okay, well, now I got to play it safe. Even when you have a family, it's going to even be a bigger part of it too. Because also, you know, that's just part of the game too. I don't know. I still like to ride dirt bikes, but I don't go to the full extent like I used to. And I like to spend money on investing in stuff like this podcast and
all this
equipment, because that's what I want to make money on online.
Trying to find ways to make money. Yeah. Different ways and different.
I mean,
avenues.
Your way is rental properties. That's what you like to do.
Yeah.
I don't like to do that. That's just something that I don't want to invest in myself. Mm-hmm. Maybe do business properties, but not. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing rentals.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's your thing. You like to do that. That's how we can make money.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you do. It's just finding different ways, different streams of income, and whether it's YouTube or rental properties or whatever it is that you like. And Aaron has his own business, and it's like whatever floats your boat. But I would buy stuff that would just depreciate as soon as I drove it off the lot. Yeah. Just not about it anymore.
Passive well,
just,
income.
Just the toys, yeah. It's got to be a way of where you get something that you invest in that makes you the money.
That's the goal. Back
for
you.
Yeah, like if I have like investments that pay for the toys, that's different.
Yeah.
But moving forward, I will not buy toys with my own money that I have to work for. But if I can buy something that will pay for the toys, then it's fine. Yeah. But
knowing like, oh, I'll make that money back next week.
Yeah.
Or in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Or to get some of the tax write-off with. That's what you got to do.
Or the tax write-off, too. Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. Yeah.
It's the goal, man. To work less, make more.
Yeah.
It's the whole goal.
Yeah, it is. Any, you guys have any big goals yet for 2025? Anything you think about you want to buy or you want to do or what you want to
do? First, anything? Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos, you start with you, I guess. Then we'll go around the table.
Surviving? I mean, that's...
Surviving. I want to survive.
Yeah, well, anything you want to buy? Like any new cameras or anything like that? Or any lenses or anything you look at, like, no, you're looking at?
The only thing I actually honestly want to do is get a new car. It's really the only goal.
So let's put it this way, Carlos. If money wasn't an aspect... What would be like? Well, money is that's what makes it a goal.
We don't do that.
That's what makes it a goal. But like, okay, like,
what are you setting as like a kind of car you want? It's what you want to say.
Oh,
what do you want to get?
I already know what I'm looking at, which is the. I'm sorry, I'm playing footsies with you, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was my own foot. No, but I have my eyes on like a 23 or 24 BMW i4.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. The electric one?
Yeah, the electric one.
Is all electric or is it a hybrid?
No, it's all electric. Okay. Yeah, that's not too bad. No, it's the 3 series.
A four-door?
Yeah, it's a four-door, yeah.
I think I've seen those.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's pretty peppy. It's all-wheel drive. Well, one model is all-wheel drive. Another one's two-wheel drive.
Didn't a BMW buy Kia or something like that?
No, they have their own. They have their own. They make their own drivetrain.
Oh, okay, so it's like the same kind of.
What do you
I mean? Know BMW and Kia are kind of like together somehow.
Not that
you mean
I know.
Toyota? Something.
No, Kia. It just happened.
Because Toyota.
No. You're talking about Honda and Nissan. They're merging.
No. Like brand. Like a couple weeks ago, some with BMW and Kia. Because my cousin has the Kia Stinger.
Okay.
And he wanted to trade it for the new Kia because some BMW parts are going to be on it.
So like that. I know the Stinger uses like a similar platform to one of BMW's vehicles.
Yeah.
That's weird. I haven't heard of that.
Yeah. No, I haven't either. But yeah, anyway, back to it. Yeah. So that's what you're looking for, is that?
Yeah. Just because it kind of fills everything. It's a sporty car, still a sedan. Still plenty of room and all that
luxury.
Good stuff. Yeah, it's luxury.
Luxurious.
That, and I don't have to spend money on gas. So that's really...
When you want to install charge, let me know.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
The BMW i4.
Yeah. i4, ironically. i4 highway.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll definitely hit you up on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, those are pretty nice.
But they have they hire the same designers.
Yeah, those are pretty nice. An all-electric one, too.
Yeah, it looks nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I mean, it has like 335 horsepower.
What's the range on that?
So about 300 and BMW advertises 330. Most people are getting close to the 400 on daily use.
You know, think about it too with electric. I know that's kind of fear mongering a lot of people of the range. Mm-hmm. But all in all, like, my truck is about 400 miles empty.
When you look at it all depends what you how you drive the vehicle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that goes for either gas or electric. You know, if you were sitting there, pushing the pedal every 5 seconds, you're going to burn through your gas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing with the electric. The only difference with the electric is you can regen. So you can put that energy right back into your battery and get more miles.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
yeah, that'd be nice. There's a lot of benefits with it, and the only reason is like because like now for a lot of my transportation, I do about 60-70 miles a day.
Yeah,
a day.
Yeah,
wow.
Going back and forth because
I commute the same way too. That much
a day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
I'm the only one that drives at the house, so dropping everyone off
I guess
at
so.
Work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So
it'll definitely be something to invest in.
It's exactly. It's just like this past month, I think I spent about like $300-$400 in gas, which is nuts. It's about $300 more than I spend.
Now you can open an account anytime you go to recharge, put that money in account, and just leave it alone.
It honestly, back when my ex had the electric car, like we'd spend maybe about $20 in actually house electricity, charging it each month.
Yeah.
So, you know, doing it that way or going to like one of the level threes.
Mm-hmm.
So. Or just doing like a level two, the DC fast charge at the house. That would be the way to go. So
that's electric good. Car.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you want.
Yeah. I mean, it's either that or, you know, the price on them is not bad.
Yeah, I was looking it up. I actually like that car too myself. I looked at it for a bit, but.
It's not bad. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean. I think they're not going for MSR, but. I think BMW did release them at like 38.
Yeah, it was on the cheaper side.
It's yeah, not bad. But it's I mean, bad. If you yeah. can find them at 38, that would be a win. I haven't been able to find them at 38.
Yeah,
because they all have the extra packages and stuff like that. So it brings it out to like
just around 48. Yeah, like the base model is 38.
Yeah,
which
is nice.
They don't make they.
It just
they yeah. don't make a base model. Like they always have like the extra little bit of this, a little bit of that. Right.
Like it's so cool because like when you get into one of these vehicles, it's like a spaceship because you have this panorama screen that goes across the dash
mm-hmm.
and it has everything, and yeah. Passengers able to control their side of the screen. So kinds of cool little features.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but
technology.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a creature comfort car. It's not a.
Yeah.
It's not a sports car.
Yeah.
Get you to point A to point B reliably.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and then later down the road, get a nice little project car.
That'd be nice. That's
never going to go away.
Never going to go
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Never going to go away. No.
We all want the project car, so that means.
Yeah. I got to bring the Z back.
Yeah, right. That'd be nice.
For
yeah.
sure.
What about you, Chris? Any anything in mind that you have? Plan for 2025 that you want to accomplish? Any goals or anything you want to buy? Or
yeah, no, I got some goals. Nothing really new that I'm going to be doing per se. You know what I mean? It's just more about continuing to stay consistent, you know, with investing and just saving your money and trying to live a little bit frugal and just continuously investing in I invest in ETFs. That's kind of what I'm doing right now. Just to try to build some passive income through dividends, dividend investing with growth stocks. But all that stuff's kind of boring. But anyway, yeah, just investing, just continuously investing in what I'm already doing, just trying to grow a pretty big portfolio so I can just grow my dividend payments from month to month and possibly paying off my house pretty significantly, just so I don't have to pay as much as in interest, because it's pretty wild. I actually broke down my I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but Naren, if you've ever done it, but I was like looking at my I have a really high interest rate on my house. Unfortunately, it's like 6.9. It's like way up there. So I was like looking at how much the interest 6.2. Is going to be over the course of the loan, and it was like
crazy. I've done it.
Huh?
It's insane. I know what you're about to say.
Yeah, the interest itself, what I would pay in interest is actually more than what I bought the house for.
You would pay like $1 million.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. So the interest is more than what I bought the house for, and then on top of that, you have to pay, you know, the house off.
So that's what you pay it off as fast as you can.
Well, so my plan is, so I want to get another house. So what I'm going to do is pay it off to the point where, so I know what the average rent is for the area for the size home that I have. So I want to pay it off to a point where it's a little below that rent, right? So then I can just rent it out and it can stay afloat, and then I can go get my next house. And then that's kind of what I do. I just rinse and repeat. Excuse me. That's kind of like, you know, worked in, it worked a little bit easier in Virginia just because I bought it before COVID. So it naturally already made money on its own. I didn't have to necessarily pay anything off because I didn't pay much for the house at all, but it's almost impossible to find a cash flowing house if you're trying to buy it to rent it out. It's like with the interest rates and everything, it's damn near impossible unless you just put down.
Well, everybody else is too as well.
Huge ass down payment or you pay for it in cash, it's not going to make you money. It's just not with these interest rates. So, anyways,
Yeah, that's the toughest part is those interest rates. And then other people want to buy it too, and they go up on the price. The way you want to buy it is different. We go into hold on the conversation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tried doing that a lot, you know, in the beginning of the year, trying to buy a house, and that was just a nightmare and a half.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with that, but I guess I'll go to the next one. That's one of my goals is getting the house, and then somewhere finding an affordable rate that I'm looking at, and then trying to get this YouTube channel bigger. I started going to car shows now. That's like most of what I've been doing. It's been getting a lot more views than everything else I've posted on my YouTube channel.
That's good.
Yeah, it's just something new. I've never done it before. Been to those car shows and done that. And also meeting new people there as well.
Networking.
Yeah, kind of networking because, I mean, if they own Lamborghinis, they're doing something good with their lives then.
Something.
But I meet some really good people there. I'm getting to know them. That way I can do some filming and experiencing what I can do with my film-wise because, really, I don't really know how to run a gimbal and do manual exposure on cameras. And things of that nature, filming, freelancing, something I want to explore more into.
Yeah.
That way I can make more money at it and somewhat get a second, I guess, side hustle doing that.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know, just keep it steady at work, make sure everything's busy, and then, it's pretty much the goal for next year, just keep it on track and just bettering myself as well, so.
And just staying busy, you know? Having downtime is, like, it's not good.
It really eats at you sometimes. Yeah. Like, I've realized that this past week, since I've been off for the last 8 days or so, just trying to find things to do around the house and keep myself busy.
Yeah, because
it's just like I sat around to try to watch a movie and it was like, no, I gotta find something to do.
Bro, I've been busy the past 4 days just video editing and running errands and just keeping up with the maintenance. Like, I had to work my truck and then I did my clean around the house. Like, I just keep myself busy trying to make it for time because usually I don't have enough time to do all the video editings and everything of that nature.
That's what happened to me this past week. I just didn't have, like, last few weeks, I hadn't had time to do anything.
Yeah.
And
like an NBC,
right? I haven't had time to do anything, and this past week, just kind of.
I'm just kidding. We're gonna edit that out.
but this past week, just found time to do everything. Cleaned up all the wiring up for this like little home theater that I got going on, and
moved into your new place.
Finally, like, finished unpacking.
We could do a little vlog and go check it out, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Chris could pull up his old school truck to stay.
Right, exactly.
What about you, Naren? What's your goals?
Yeah, Naren, I'm the only VR. You're the save the best for last.
Best for last. for next year, probably just continue grinding, you know, scaling the business. This year I did pretty good. So next year, you know, I want to do better. Hopefully, you know, hire some full-time employees and some more passive income, you know. Continue my relationship with the All Power, Jesus, you know, because if it wasn't for him, I would have nothing I have to this day, you know. And it says in the Bible, you know, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything will be added, you know, so just continue doing that.
You're doing well, though. I like the whole come up with your air conditioning business and everything like that.
Pretty cool. Appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Yeah. What a bounce back, you know?
Yeah. A lot of hard work.
To not lose sight on that for a second, just because I feel like it is, you know, I've known Naren for like a long time at this point. I mean, we fell off for a little bit, but a lot of stuff there and probably doesn't want to put out there, but he's went through a lot of stuff, and for him to be where he is today, he's had to overcome a lot of obstacles, and I think that's really good that he was able to do that. So good job, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, for real. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we all appreciate that. It's pretty good. Absolutely. But I really appreciate you guys coming to the studio. It actually was a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do this again sometime when we're all off again. Real. But it was it's a good time. I hope you guys enjoy the video or you guys enjoy the podcast listening to this. So we're going to probably head out of here and then... got some snacks here my parents brought, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you enjoy these snacks my parents brought here. And
we should just do like 5 minutes of us just sitting here munching down on it.
Well, we'll do it next episode. We'll do it next episode. I'll stop when we'll do it again. But I appreciate you guys watching. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe. You'll see more of these podcasts again soon. So we'll talk to you guys later. See ya.